We've taken a look at the top of the class of interior defensive linemen. We've also looked at Andrew Mason's sleepers. Now it's time to take a look at who could be the best fit for the Denver Broncos. Back here at Dove Valley with Andrew and Phil. I'm Chris. Thanks so much for joining us. Phil, I'm going to start with you. Terrence Knighton, he's gone. But Sylvester Williams, for example, a player who said he expects a lot of himself going into this year. He can't wait to get out on the field, get camp going, get training camp going. But the draft now a little less than a week away. What do you think the Broncos could be looking at with, as you said, in top of the class, a very deep class?
Yeah, well, and they also brought in a guy like Antonio Smith, some experience of veteran leadership there along the line. And in the 3-4 defense under Wade Phillips, the middle of that line is huge to try and get pressure up. So it's definitely a crucial position. Not sure if the Broncos will go that way in the draft because of guys like Sylvester Williams, but you never know what they could look at.
Andrew, if they want a nose, do you think they want someone who's just going to completely push those A and B gaps, that center and two guards? What might they look for? Who could be a best fit for the Broncos?
Well, a little more on the quickness side now than simply pushing and gap clogging. You know, that's a change from the defense the Broncos ran last year. They're looking for a different type of nose tackle. One guy who might fit, Tyler Davison of Fresno State. He's in that 319, 320-pound range. Very technically sound. I think he's got a little ways to go as a run defender, but he can get better. Nice array of pass rush moves. And then if the Broncos look for a defensive end, I like Preston Smith out of Mississippi State, 6'5", 271 pounds, 34-inch arms. He can add some weight, very productive, good film as a pass rusher. I think you can get 10, 15 more pounds on him, and he can be an effective 3 or 5 technique. There's a lot of possibilities if the Broncos go for a defensive lineman, particularly on day 2, maybe in a day 3.
There you go. Will the Broncos look for a defensive lineman early on in this draft? That would make it 3 out of the past 4 years. We'll have to wait and see the draft right around the corner. That's going to do it for Best Fit. For Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris.